So do I go?
Oh, I didn't know that part.
This is worth repeating.
Okay.
This is worth repeating.
Live storytelling from Texas Public Radio.
It was a phone call. A phone call that would change the course of my life. It was a phone call from my older brother, one of the stronger, independent, always knows how to problem solve type of people. But when I received this phone call from him, I didn't sense that strength. I sensed somber. I sensed defeat. He was calling to tell me on how he and his family had just gotten robbed in front of their home. For most of that decade, he and his wife owned a jewelry store in which they would go work up in Austin on the weekends. They would bring their merchandise back with them, and they would do it again the following weekend. It did well enough for them to buy their home, to feed and support their family, and to put both he and his wife through school, both which got degrees in education. But all of that changed that one night in December of 2009. When they arrived home that night, they weren't alone. There was a van full of men waiting for them that ran out and went and held them hostage, held pickaxes to their faces, and told them, "Hand over the keys to your vehicle, or you know what's going to happen to you." Without much of a choice, my brother handed over the keys, still being held hostage. Some of the other men got into their vehicle and were about to take off, not only with all the jewelry, but with my 5-year-old niece and nephew still in the back seat. As they were about to drive off, they started pleading, they started begging, they started crying for them to get their children back. Fortunately, those men understood, took them out, threw them to the ground, and drove off. So in that sense, they were at least lucky to get their kids back. Obviously, with what happened, there was just a rush of emotions. They were scared, they were shocked, they were upset, anything that you can think of. This is the part where I come in. Not only did my older brother call me to tell me what happened that evening, he had called me to ask me the biggest favor anyone has ever asked of me. At the time, I didn't live in San Antonio. I lived out in the Houston area. And he called me if I could go move in with him and his family. The following month, he was supposed to start his master's program, in which he would be taking his classes in the evening. And so therefore, he was afraid. He was afraid to leave his family home. He had no idea who these men were. He had no idea if they were gonna continue being targeted. So he was afraid. So he asked me to go in and take care of his family while he was taking his classes in the evening. And so as I mentioned, at the time I was out in the Houston area. I had recently graduated college with an engineering degree. Both my college roommate Joe and I, we moved out to the Houston area because we figured that's where we would have great opportunities to find a career. And things like they were gonna work well. I felt I could start a life there in Houston. I could get an engineering career that I was desperately wanting. And I figured I could stay in that Houston area, or I could move back to Austin because I'm a millennial and that's where millennials in Texas live. Or San Antonio. But I made the choice to move in with him in January of 2010. It wasn't the easiest transition at first, just graduating college, being a young adult. I was used to doing whatever I wanted, whenever I wanted. But now my life was constrained. It was constrained to their schedule. It was constrained to their lifestyle. But I knew I made the right choice. I knew I made the right choice whenever I would see their faces, whenever it would get dark at night. I knew I made the right choice whenever I would see them jump up in panic, whenever somebody would just ring the doorbell. I knew I made the right choice when my nephew would wake up in the middle of the night screaming, telling the bad guys to go away. So I knew I was where I would belong. Career-wise, I wasn't having actually much luck. And so I wasn't able to find anything engineering related. So given that my brother had gotten his degree in education, he was a middle school math teacher at the time. And so he offered me, "Hey, come work with me, you can tutor, and then you can substitute. That way you make some form of income while you are still looking. I figured, why not? Sounds like a good opportunity, gives me flexible schedule, so I went with it. But something that I originally thought was gonna be temporary, I realized this probably something that can become permanent. I realized how much I enjoyed being in the classroom. I enjoyed working with intelligent students and giving them extra challenges. I enjoyed working with the struggling students and working with them until they got that eureka moment and seeing that face, that smile on their faces whenever they would get it. I enjoyed providing structure and organizations to students who I knew didn't necessarily have that at home. So I decided to make a career change before I actually had a career. So I got my certification in math and I wanted to teach high school math, so I started applying, but as luck would have it, I saw an opening to be a high school engineering teacher. And so this is perfect for me. I can go into this profession that I was wanting to go into. I could use my degree and work in the content area that I really enjoyed, and I can teach those to students. I felt I can make a bigger impact in that regard. And so since then, I've been working in the south side of San Antonio at two different schools, but nonetheless, the students are great, the people who I work with are great, and I love it today just as much as I did on day one, but I'm not as scared as I was on day one. So it's also provided me with several challenges. Not only have I taught, I've become a class sponsor in which I've helped students raise money. I've become a coach in the academic world and in robotics world, and all of them have come with success, but nothing has brought me more pride and joy seeing those students work together, communicate together, solve issues together, and grow into young adults. And so it's something that I enjoy, and I realize, given what happened, I like helping people, whether it be family, or whether it be people that I just meet on the first day of class. And so, given that, I brought a letter that a student of mine wrote me. I'm not gonna read the entire thing, I'm just gonna read towards the end of it, but he's currently in college studying computer science, and at the end of his letter, he tells me, "Thanks to you, I will always try my hardest to find the problem, research, brainstorm, prototype, and do it all again. Always working towards a greater world. Thank you for everything you have done for kids like me. I promise I will make you proud." That's not it. I'm not done. And so given with what happened, I'm definitely by no means glad on what happened to my brother and his family, but I am happy with what has resulted from it. I moved to a city which I've come to love. I've come closer to my family, and I got the engineering position that I never knew that I wanted. And so while it wasn't an opportunity that knocked on the front door, it was an opportunity that I'm glad knocked nonetheless. Thank you.